Hell yeah. Hello, how's everybody doing?
What up? Hello, check.
Thanks for coming. Check. Thanks for coming.
Check.
Check. We just doing a mic check? Check.
Well, yeah.
Go ahead, check. Check, Adam.
Check. Check. Thanks for coming.
How we sound? Good?
Check. Okay. Check, check. We're going to do this
Thank
for like
you.
20 minutes. Check, yeah. check.
Check. Anyone here from Newton? Swampscott.
Yeah. Yeah. Alston. Yeah, some other
Quincy.
Bullshit.
Quincy.
Yeah. Yeah. Hold on.
Manchester Peabody,
huh? Yeah. And I said it right, too, motherfuckers.
Yeah, yeah.
Peabody? I used to say Peabody, which makes more sense. But
Rhode Island.
Rhode
Island.
All right, I know states. New Mexico. Yeah. We're just doing states?
Anyone from New Mexico?
Yeah.
Jersey.
New Jersey.
Hell yeah. This is just the whole show.
Yeah. We're flying high off Cleveland last night where we did this for just hours.
Yeah.
Man, Cleveland loved it. They don't have jobs there. So
it, yeah.
They're like, name more places. We wish we weren't here. We wish we could be in any other place except Cleveland.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, our shithead grandpa was a steel guy. And our parents don't know how to move.
Yeah,
we all got accepted into Harvard, by the way. Yeah. I don't know if you could tell, but thank you.
We're book boys now.
We walked by.
Guess who learned how to read this summer?
Yeah.
Yep. We walked by Harvard, and there was a chalkboard with just the music from Toto's Africa, and then we wrote the lyrics, and I just wrote it in, and it said, "I wanna suck a guy's dick off in Africa," and they were like, "My God, someone finally solved it, how to make Toto's Africa gay," and we're like, "Put those boys in Harvard."
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, I love going to Harvard. Mm-hmm. Just telling people about it constantly, all the time. I love confusing it with Howard University, also, which is America's best traditionally black university. Just going up to a fellow Harvard fella and just being like, "Oh, you went to Howard University? I can't read. We tried going to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That's in Cleveland.
Yeah, in Cleveland.
And also, we didn't try.
We didn't try,
We didn't even give it a shot.
We passed by the billboard in the airport, and
we thought that
immediately
might be
decided
fun.
That was not someplace that we wanted
well,
to go.
Yeah. But we did Google young Steven Tyler.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we
just
did.
To kind of see.
We looked at pictures of Steven Tyler's
Never
feet,
attractive.
Which, if we could get those up on the board.
Yep, just right. This Throw changes, right? There. This will change into Steven Tyler's face.
You would think that you thought that his face was fucked up.
I
but
think
he's got
they're
bad
from
feet.
Boston.
Who?
Aerosmith.
So watch your tongue is what Adam's saying. We're in enemy territory.
I refuse
we wanted to come.
All these people are Aerosmith spies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We wanted to come out to the Louis theme song, but
oh yeah,
we forgot to ask. I thought that would have been funny. Local hero.
Yeah, we were eating chicken tenders, and honestly, I probably ate too many.
Mm-hmm.
Your boy was really up for the 6 o'clock show, but I'm basically sliding into sleep for this hour. So
yeah, that's all right. We got a lot of stuff planned. We're giving away Harvard T-shirts for the whole show.
Uh-huh.
What else? Who? Well, I looked up a bunch of people from Cleveland for the last show.
So you guys want to hear about who's from Cleveland?
Do you know Steve Harvey's from Cleveland?
Steve Harvey. He's there, Louis C.K.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You can't tell that he's beating off because the suit's so big.
Yeah.
I guarantee you he's doing it under there. That's what act like a woman, think like a man means,
yep.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
It means beat off underneath
your
35-button suit.
Yeah. That's what when he's perplexed on Family Feud, where he's doing like this face, like...
Yeah.
He's actually coming. You can't tell that, but...
He's playing...
My God!
Yeah.
What? He's like, name something you eat with ice cream. And then he's just quietly coming at himself.
How do you guys feel about Family Feud? I'm pretty pro.
I love it. I've always loved that show.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. All right. I'm glad.
This guy's fucking pouring a pitcher out to that one.
Nice.
Pour one out, dude. Dude. Steve Harvey, dude. That's right. Pour one out for Steve, everyone.
Hell yeah.
There really should be a Steve Harvey-themed chain restaurant, you know?
Yeah.
Like what Outback Steakhouse is for Australia, there should be like a restaurant for Steve Harvey.
Trifling ass
French fries.
And
it's not affiliated with him in any way. Whoever designs the place should just be explained Steve Harvey to without ever actually looking him up. So then you get like sort of a cross between the Outback Steakhouse and the movie The Mask.
Oh, because the suit.
The suit.
Yeah.
You know, they have the same suit. The Mask and Steve Harvey.
That would be tight.
Yeah.
Mark Wahlberg's got it. Mark Wahlberg, by the way. Boston. Let's give it up. Uh-huh.
Show some respect. Show some respect
some
to the king.
Respect.
He's got his own car dealership now.
Does he?
Mark Wahlberg,
this
Toyota.
Again, this is something from the Cleveland show because it's in Ohio. He chose Columbus, Ohio as the place.
No,
which I bet you guys
place.
Feel betrayed, huh?
Yeah, you motherfuckers probably want to go buy a fucking nice Toyota. You know what I mean? You're like,
Mark
I want to fucking show respect to the most important figure from my
it's
hometown.
It's a Chevrolet dealership. They don't have Toyotas.
Oh, it's a Chevrolet?
Yeah.
Oh,
you probably want to go out and get a Chevy Bolt. You know what I mean? You care about the environment as well.
Mm-hmm.
Is that their... Whatever happened to electric cars, you know?
Yeah.
Good question, Sam.
Mark Wahlberg
Chevrolet. Mark Wahlberg Chevrolet only sells the pickups that you can use to do hate crimes with.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's got a trailer hitch on it. Can't really use it for trailers, but there's already a rope on there. Like, Mark, they're going to take away your franchise. Uh-huh. Nobody's taking away shit from me.
Do you guys know why he did that to that Vietnamese guy? I just thought maybe you were here around.
Is there a plaque somewhere in Old Town?
Is there a walking tour?
We can commemorate it. It describes the crime and why it happened.
Just a bronzed eye on the sidewalk of the...
You can't pick it up.
On this spot, one man didn't know to mind his own business.
Yeah.
When a future star was talking to him. Damn. What are the other Wahlbergs up to? There's Donnie.
There's 11
a hamburger
of them.
Place.
There's literally 11 of them.
Yeah?
They have a hamburger restaurant.
Donnie's the talented
we
one.
We know Don. Yeah, you love Donnie.
Donnie's the
as much as you love Mark, you really
Mark's
love Donnie.
Mark's the enforcer. Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But then there's the weird one. It's funny because the rest of them look like that the failed clone room from Alien 3. All the ones that would just want to be killed.
Yeah.
But there's the one that does the restaurant. And then there's a bunch of weird extra Wahlbergs.
Damn. That's
look
cool.
them up.
Pretty cool.
I'm not wrong.
Anybody know their names?
Yeah.
Frank.
Frank.
Frank Wahlberg.
Arpo.
Sleepy.
Not understanding consent-y Wahlberg.
Yeah. Rapey Wahlberg.
Rapey.
Yeah. He comes in, guys, I found a girl sleeping in the woods. You're not going to believe it. She's just asleep. They're like, no, Rapey.
Rapey.
Not again, Rapey.
What a rude boy. He had his own rap group, Rapey.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Rapey, rape
and the horny bus.
How does that song go? What's his biggest song?
Good Vibrations.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a good...
Please don't file a police report.
Yeah. They should have done a Good Vibrations parody called Good Will Hunting for the movie Good Will Hunting. That would have been a great theme for that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Good Will Hunting.
It's not your fault you were molested. It's not your fault.
Is that your fear that you'll go to therapy and he'll just blame it on you?
Who?
The therapist.
Robin Williams?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like to imagine that it was like Robin Williams in character as the therapist.
therapist from Good Will Hunting, and he's like, just tell me, Will, what happened? And then Will describes the molestation, and then that's when Robin Williams goes in the closet and hangs himself. He's like, that is pretty bad. I don't know if I can handle this.
Sounds really sad.
The only thing that makes him break character is a detailed... You think Robin ever got his little dick sucked as a child?
Good question.
He seemed pretty fucked up.
Good question, Sob.
I'm saying the guy had demons. It's fair to speculate what they might have been.
Maybe write a letter to his family.
Ask his
daughter. A YouTube video to his family.
Yeah. Yo, Zelda, what's up? Her name is Zelda for real, by the way.
Oh, right. That's right. He named her after gaming.
Yeah. Which is, I respected him more when I realized he was a gamer. Did you know Robin Williams was a gamer? He literally named his daughter Zelda. His son is named Star Fox. Yeah. He called.
Keep going.
It's true, man. Look that shit up. That's his son's name.
He says, just please tell Star Fox this isn't his fault.
The frog's like, oh no, he's hanging himself.
Yeah, right. Star Fox kills himself. They're becoming more like the frog.
Oh, fuck. That's funny.
Shit.
Fuck.
I'm so glad he died so that we can do this.
Yeah.
We can come here to Boston and do this.
He died for our sins, dude. That's our Jesus.
Yeah.
Robin Williams. Let's see. His other son was named Donkey Kong.
Nice, dude. That's funny.
Yeah, that's. Go ahead, Adam. Your turn.
Adam, you say one of the things.
What else was his son named?
His other son,
Pac-Man. Yeah, we got some Pac-heads in the house.
Right. Yo,
go ahead, come on.
Yeah. And Pac-Man transitioned and became Pac-Man.
Oh, lady.
Come on, man. All you had to do was say a video game, and you had to make it a different bit.
What are you talking about? Pac-Man is a video game.
I said say a different...
It's Miss Pac-Man, not Lady Pac-Man.
Yeah, you fucking
Pac-Man.
Asshole. Come
it's
on,
fucked up
man.
How they put man in her name, right?
Yeah,
Why is that fucked up? She's Miss Pac-Man.
That's her husband, man.
Yeah. And shouldn't she be Miss Pac-Woman?
No.
Come on, man.
Your name doesn't determine
all
your
name. All you had
Pac-Man
to say was his other son's name is Sonic, and you fucked it up.
I know other video games.
Fuck.
His other son is named Master Chief.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Woo! Woo! See? It's a beautiful bit, Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, man. Doing the heavy lifting for you.
Fine, dude. Sorry.
Anyway.
His gay son's named Clee Fairy. That's rude. They shouldn't have named him that.
Is that a Clefairy? Video game? That's a Pokemon.
That's a Pokemon. It's a video game.
I guess.
Stop telling me.
Is the E silent?
That's the E silent.
In what? In Clefairy? I like Clefairy.
It's
that
Clefairy.
Sounds more assertive.
Clefairy?
That's Clefairy with a job.
Clefairy?
Yeah.
What the fuck you doing out here? Right.
Damn, Clefairy.
Hey, Clefairy. Get your ass back in the house, Clefairy.
It's not an E, it's an apostrophe.
Yeah.
What was that one? That was the big one that had an egg, right?
Huh?
That
no.
Was the
Clefairy
one?
Looked like kind of like the, what's that pink guy that floats around?
Kirby?
Kirby, yeah.
Yeah. Bitch. Got
Don't
his
cheer.
Ass.
Don't Thanks. Cheer.
I got him.
Wait, wasn't Clefairy the nurse Pokemon?
No, dude.
I think
there
so.
There was a nurse?
Yeah, it was the nurse. Wasn't...
It was an egg-type bitch.
Okay, Chansey's the nurse one? Sorry.
Damn.
My apologies, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. It'll never happen again.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, because being the nurse would make more sense for being a single like black mother in the bit.
I checked out. You know what I mean? I checked out on all of those like after the first two, the red and blue ones.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, yellow. You kept making them, and then I get to a certain point where there's one that's just a set of keys with eyes. Like, I don't know this fucking shit. I guess that's a Pokemon. Yeah. Got a Pokemon here. Oh, this guy. Whoa, it's Cappy. Whoa. Here he goes. Here comes Cappy. Buy the game, you fucking idiot.
My friend's mom named the Pokemon.
That's
true.
That's pretty tight.
She was an executive in Nintendo.
Adam was one of those dumbass kids that believed everything adults
no,
said.
No, it's not true. It's not true.
Yeah, dude, my mom named Charizard, dude. There was
she did.
His name was Fire Lizard before my mom.
There was a retarded kid in my school that thought his mom wrote all the Beach Boys songs. My mom wrote those songs. And we're like, okay. That's you.
Damn, what a beautiful life that kid had, dude.
Yeah.
His favorite song. He just thought his mom wrote all his favorite songs.
Well, yeah. The real special education happens at home. And if you got the magic touch, you know how to raise those kids right. You know?
You just lie.
Just lie to them all the time. Everything is Santa.
Yeah.
Basically, you know? You can fly if you try hard enough.
That's a bad message to tell one of them, dude.
Just start off on the ground. Mm-hmm. Don't ever try to, you know, go up to the roof. Or I don't know. Maybe you're right. Maybe I'd be a horrible parent.
Yeah, for sure. 100%. Adam would be a good father, though.
Of course. I'd love my gay son so much.
Yeah.
I would love him.
Putting lipstick on your infant.
Yeah, my wife would just try to make him, like, her best friend take baths with him and shit. And then she'd be like, Mom's being a cunt again. And I'd be like, I know, dude.
Tell me about
it. I know.
No, Dasha said she would do that. She wants to
take baths.
She's going to bathe with her son. What was the kid's name again, too?
Sebastian.
Yeah.
She wants the gay son.
Come take a bath with mommy Sebastian.
You're gonna bathe with him to ruin his sexuality.
Yeah.
A power move.
Mm-hmm. Seb is a good gay guy name, like a good short gay guy.
I guess that is kind of true because I ended up liking women because my dad constantly showed me his penis. Yeah. Constantly.
Yeah. He still texts it to him.
He just. Still, just
I'm about to send this to your mom. Can you look it over for me?
How's the lighting? I thought the overhead was a problem, but I kind of like the shadow it's casting on my balls.
He's not doing it on purpose. He's just old and bad at phones, so it's got the bunny filter from Snapchat on it. I don't know what button I pressed. How do I get the rosy cheeks off of it?
just
face swapping his cock with himself. why is my dick screaming?
That'd be so cool.
What do you think your dad's penis looks like these days?
These days, probably the same.
Yeah.
So describe it.
You don't think it's gotten bigger?
Do penises get smaller? No, it hasn't gotten bigger.
I don't know. Old people get smaller. Old people shrink.
Your
dick always gets bigger forever.
I mean, I never saw it.
It's like your ears and your nose. Your dick just always gets bigger.
No, that's.
I mean, I never saw it flaccid, but it looks good. I mean, it was okay looking.
Nick, what do you think?
My cousin's here right now. This is what I do for a living. I humiliate our family. For money.
Nick, what do you think? There we go. Go ahead. Solo. This is like when you go to a fucking concert and the drummer's going crazy. Adam being like, go crazy. Yeah, do Jew shit, Adam. Go off.
Yeah.
Why, man? These coupons say that it's worth it. Sorry. I can't go super saiyan, guys. I got to keep it back. I got to hold it back.
Yeah. You're saving that.
Super savings.
That's good.
He sees a deal and his head explodes. Some lightning everywhere.
Nick, what do you think your father's penis looks like these days?
I don't
know. I don't think my dad's looked at it since the 80s.
Damn, that's tragic.
Yeah.
What is that? Does he look at it through a kaleidoscope so as not to look at it directly?
Yeah, he's got a photo album that he looks at in the 1980s.
Yeah.
And his cock was.
He's thinking like a jean jacket.
Mm-hmm. Fueled by cocaine and. The prospect of not having a family ever.
I have trouble looking at my penis because of my white guilt. I see that white penis. It makes me uncomfortable. So I take a picture with it, and then I run it through the Valencia filter on Instagram. Make it tan.
Nice.
Make it nice.
My dick is darker, is a shade darker than you'd imagine.
I know, it's Mediterranean style.
Yeah.
He's got the med style dick.
That's right.
I spent a lot of time trying to not imagine your dick.
Yeah, but you're doing it right now, though. And
I have. That's why I don't need to imagine it.
Yeah. It is darker than you think, right?
Damn, my jewels fucked
up.
That's
about as dark as I would.
Nah, you're hating right now, dude.
I'm not hating.
First of all, you saw me in the winter. I wasn't getting much fucking sunlight on my cock. All
right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. It was early fall. It matched the leaves.
Yeah.
A beautiful day in
Towson. That's for camouflage when I'm beating off outdoors.
Yeah.
My dick, my dick was trained to be orange for that reason. I can never be caught.
Yeah.
Do you remember that week when that app was letting you see what you look like as a black person?
Yeah.
That was a great week.
Yeah.
And then they took it away from us. I think America was safer that week. I think wasn't it right after Charlottesville? They were like, whoa, calm down. Calm down. Here's what you look like. Like, you know, if you're with a Don Cheadle face filter.
That was quick. I didn't even black myself out once.
I did it, and then they took away the capability.
Yeah, you have a good one. You look pretty funny.
I look like Don Cheadle.
Yeah.
Very handsome man. I was happy with it.
I didn't use the app.
Why?
I don't know. I just didn't get around to it.
Do you regret that?
If any app is made for you, Nick.
No, I'm always late to things. You know, especially apps.
Fashionably late.
I just got into Candy Crush.
Yeah.
Pretty recently.
Have you guys tried
this shit? Candy Crush?
Yeah.
I never played that shit, dude.
You got to match up the candies.
It was just puzzles.
Yeah.
It was fucking horseshit.
What?
I don't
understand people. You see them on the train playing like the full featured fighting games on their phone. And it's like, just go home. Just go home and play Xbox.
No, I think they're cool. I like that.
I don't think they're cool. I saw Mike Lawrence doing that and I didn't say anything to him. I was like, I'm going to let him just have this moment to himself.
Yeah, that's that's the best part of his life, dude, playing video games. Which is pretty sad because he's like very, you know, successful. But probably he likes playing video games more than, you know, anything else, I would guess.
You guys know Mike Lawrence?
You guys know Mike Lawrence?
Shout out to Mike Lawrence.
Nice, good guy. Good guy.
Oh,
this guy, number one Lawrence
fan. Family.
He said his family.
Yeah, Roast Battle. There we go.
Yeah, Roast Battle.
Mm-hmm.
Let's pull up a video and
let's all watch Mike Lawrence.
You want to see Mike on Roast Battle talking about some comic book type shit?
That's
he's
true.
He's got a beard. He's got bad teeth.
Yep.
He has bad
some
body.
Sort of nerve disorder. Where
should we keep making fun of him?
Huh?
Should we keep describing him?
He's ugly.
Yeah, I think this is going somewhere. Probably.
Yeah.
Sounds like
we'll get
like
there.
It. Who's our new friend?
You can't listen.
All right, we'll do it.
You can't panic already, dude.
I'm not panicking.
Adam's panicking.
We're gonna do this thing where we strip Adam nude.
Choke.
Don't
choke,
stop.
Choke.
Stop. Stop.
let's see. Who else is from Cleveland?
I thought it'd be funny to go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
No, we
with
said
your
that.
Own with
Halle
own.
Berry. Do you guys know she's from Cleveland?
Yeah.
So that's the one person.
Are you guys pro or against Louis coming back? What's the consensus?
No,
here?
Man. Nah, well, we're not.
Why not?
Let's get it. Let's get a hand count on.
Oh, here we go. Hold on.
Bro, okay. A woman said that.
No, I got something. Hold on.
Case closed.
That woman, too.
That woman also.
So now,
all right, we settled
two
that.
Of, two of the three
now, let's
women
get a,
here
a
wanted
man.
To come back.
Let's get a man to immediately invalidate their opinion.
Let's have a
single man.
Let's have a man.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks, right. The beer guy.
There we go.
The beer.
Hold on, I got something, guys. Hold on. My dick is small. Whoa.
Jimmy Eat World.
Yeah. I don't know.
Thanks.
I still don't think he did anything wrong.
I don't think he did either.
I know. Because there was a bunch of people like, somebody was like, if I owned an enterprise rent-a-car and one of my employees beat off in front of another employee, and then they tried to come back, I wouldn't let them. And it's like, well, yeah, but if you owned an Enterprise rent a car and your employee was saying all of the things Louis C.K. had already said for the last 20 years, you probably would have fired them before that.
Yeah.
So if at that point they're like, yeah, my daughter's a cunt, and it's like, can I just get a mid-size compact?
Yeah.
While you're explaining to me that your daughter is a cunt, they're like, but she's got a pussy, so that makes her the devil. You understand? And then after that, he was like, this is what it looks like when I jack off. Then you fire him. That's on you. So. Not justified in my mind.
Yeah, not guilty.
Now, okay, I think the biggest problem with Louis is that he's ruined jacking off as like a activity to do in front of a woman. You know what I mean? Because every once in a while, I don't see a problem with just jacking in front of a consenting adult, obviously, but I've got a fucked up penis, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's like, I'm trying to watch Chopped. We've been fucking for a while. Every time I'm about to come, my dick starts hurting because of my weird foreskin. What if I just looked at your tits and beat off? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And my fear is that this whole thing is going to ruin that move for me.
The real victims of Louis C.K. are men with type foreskins.
That's true. Maybe missing a tooth.
You ever think about that? The Atlantic?
Yeah. Let me get an op-ed. Let me get a quick little op-ed to fucking say my thing.
It's just like, they're like, yeah, this is online only, and there's somehow still mustard all over the website. You got honey mustard on a website. I don't know how you did that, but.
Fuck.
Mm.
You ever jack off in front of a woman, Adam?
Of course.
Yeah. You're wearing a silk negligee. You're just going to town.
Of course I was. Just wearing a nice little slip.
Yeah, that would. Yeah, that would just
dress like a flapper. That's the kind of shit I'm into.
You got pearls on.
Yeah, some.
Your dick just pushing the tassels aside. Your hard dick.
A friend of ours just got beat off next to on a plane.
Really?
You saw that. Did you see that? She posted it on Instagram.
Who?
Someone jacked off on the plane?
She posted, yeah, Nikki Glaser got beat off.
What?
Yeah. She posted it on Instagram. She took a picture of the guy. She was like, I just woke up. I took a nap. And then this guy's got his hand in his pants. And
holy
he's like jacking off.
Is he doing a full jack?
He must have been a fan, right?
His hand is all the way down his pants.
And he's just going...
Well, it's a picture, so it wasn't moving. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I like that it's like, well, hold on now. What style of jacking off?
Ladies and
gentlemen, I'm just a simple country lord. If my client wasn't aggressively beating off in a distasteful manner, but gently doing it like you would wake up a newborn puppy, then you can't say he's any guiltier than the rest of us.
Yeah, did he do it Western style or continental, you know?
Yeah. What is Western style? You tie a little rope around it and adjust it like a bolo tie?
No, yeah, I think
continental is a lady puts her legs on either on the side, not like a whore. All right, never mind.
Oh, is this like dressage?
Like horses. I was thinking maybe.
Is Western when you put green onions and ham?
That's a Western omelet. Yeah. That is a Western omelet.
You hollow out a green pepper and fuck it. Yeah. That's Western style.
They should do a type of dressage where someone's also sucking the horse's head. Because the horse looks like it has to go to the bathroom. That's all dressage is.
Yep. Yeah.
Let's get dressage up on it. It does. It always looks... Have you seen it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's hopping.
It's hopping, but in a way where they're like, I gotta go. And then, but then somebody's sucking its cock. I mean, that's just as absurd as making a horse dance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd say. That should be
I think it's more intuitive to suck off a horse than to make it dance,
honestly.
It is
much nicer.
If you looked at a horse, right, in nature, you would get to suck it off before you got to make it dance. That's what, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That would cross your mind before, let's fucking give it dance lessons.
Mm. Right.
So in some ways, dressage is the disgusting act, and you should be able to suck off a horse.
Because in a way, dancing is just simulating fucking. That's why we moved away from our nature, our true nature,
brother.
Which is always fucking and killing each other.
Yep.
And you're right. If we were just to suck off the horse instead, still wear the outfit, obviously.
Of course. The outfit's
you
great.
You dress you like the Knicker little New Yorker mascot while sucking off that horse.
Yeah, they wear top hats. So
just a big... The big collar, whatever. This one's just for me. It's
Yeah.
I love that, dude.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm.
What other costumes could you suck up a horse while wearing? Maybe like a Revolutionary War guy.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
Chewbacca.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
John Wick.
John Wick.
Thank you. I'm having a hard time deciding. I thought for sure I was going to be John Wick for Halloween, but now I'm thinking I might be Thor. So
yeah,
I don't
know. That'd be a cool scene in the new John Wick if he sucks off a police horse and then spits the cum into a cop's face.
That's badass.
Just while loading nine
That's
guns.
That's badass.
Juggling a bunch of pistols and sucking off a horse.
Yeah. Just slow-mo horse jizz going through the air. That'd be tight.
They killed my dog. He's still mad about that. It's been three movies.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And that's still the thing.
No, dude.
They keep betraying him.
They pulled
a way to pull him back
in. Cock out of my mouth while I was sucking. That horse was the only thing I loved after my wife died. And they pulled its cock out of my mouth.
Yeah, he gets a new package from his dead wife.
Yeah, like, yeah.
3 years after the dog.
I knew I was going to die, so I knew that puppy would probably get murdered at some point. Mm-hmm. So I got you this horse to suck off.
Yeah.
Ian McShane's like, you know the rules? No sucking off a horse in the hotel. Nobody does business on company ground.
Sucking off a horse is doing business.
Years old.
Yeah. 30 years. Oh, yeah.
Mm.
I can't wait to just... it's so funny to be a grown man and this mm-hmm. is what you do.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to have to get a tooth at some... Anybody here oral surgeon?
Mm-hmm. Definitely not.
Nuh-uh.
Are you really?
No way.
Yes or no?
Yes.
For real?
Yeah.
Can I have a tooth, please?
Tell us one. No. No, this could be a classic catfish. Tell us one fact that an oral surgeon would only know that us, three of us who went to Harvard wouldn't know. Tell fucking piece of
that's
shit
right.
over there. Fucking catfish.
Nothing.
Catfish.
Wow. It's not so easy to say suck a horse's cock.
Yeah.
For a fucking hour, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
It seems pretty simple. I bet you I could go cut people's mouths open.
Yeah.
Or at least approximate what that should look like.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you got malpractice insurance.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine if what would have happened if Stav went home with that black market organ dealer or whoever that catfish was? We just saved your life, dude.
Yeah, dude. He was trying to get the rest of my beautiful ass teeth.
Yeah.
That was just... Thanks, buddy. I wish you hadn't fucking lied to me, you piece of shit. How you treat the ones you love, you motherfucker?
Yeah.
I hope the horse your dead wife gives you to suck off dies, dude. And I mean that, too, from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah.
That is a sincere wish.
Mm-hmm. We visited the Harvard Lampoon today. Those fucking nerds asked us to come to their house.
Where are those nerds at? They're here?
I don't think they can get
in. They came to the early show.
Are they here?
They're here.
It's the same guy. It's the same guy.
Oh. It's the oral surgeon and the Harvard man.
Yeah.
They took us on a walking tour of their mansion.
They live in a castle.
These fucking boys get to live in a castle together. Like Harry Potter. They're like, there was actually a sexual assault that happened on this couch. And the police
Bill Clinton's
did
nephew
nothing.
Raped my sister.
Yeah. And they're like, and as you can see, there are no black people here.
Yeah, like, yeah, there's no black people here. Actually, there's not. There's none of them.
No, they said there was one.
We said that, but then we realized it was true.
Yeah. They're like, yeah, we have wild parties here. Tame Impala didn't come inside. They were outside, though, just hanging out. I was like,
yeah, last week we hosted the Kings of Leon and explained to them all of the rapes that have been committed. Dwight Eisenhower actually raped JFK in this movie.
Damn. And I didn't know Dwight got down like that, dude.
Yeah.
I didn't know Ike got down like that. Mm-hmm. After you're in Korea,
this is where, this is where Andy Borowitz of The New Yorker left a dead girl. And guess what? He created the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air right after that. A lot of you may not know that.
Yeah, the original show was about a guy that committed a rape at Harvard, so he had to go live with his aunt and uncle in Bel Air.
Living with your aunt, you know,
the Upper East Side, born and raised, probably. Doing, you know.
On the playground is where I raped most of my boys.
Where I was excluded for most things.
I went to a Chinese restaurant on the Upper East Side recently, and you know, like, places have like pictures of the celebrities that go in there. This place had only one celeb picture, and it was just the owner and Woody Allen just smiling. And it's just like, damn, the Upper East Side does not give a fuck. Like, you can't have that anywhere else. He's just like wearing a bucket hat, and he's like, I know something you don't know. I'm a jazz musician. That's what. No, yeah, it was pretty cool. You guys should eat there.
Do you remember there was a? Did you guys see that shit on Facebook a couple years ago when there was like some insane woman that ran shows in Harlem, and she posted a picture. She's like, guess who came by last week? Larry David. And it is just some old Jewish. It's not some Jewish. Clearly not Larry David at all.
Yeah.
And everyone had to explain to her, you're like, you know that's not Larry David hanging out at a fake jazz club at your shitty open mic.
I saw this guy outside of this movie theater with like a big like poster that made no sense. It's like, Emma Stone is a liar and she's going to go on Jimmy Fallon and then you'll all see. And I was like, what is this guy's cause? And so then I'm like, hi, like, can you just explain your poster? He's like, okay, my name is David. Okay, I'm 63 years old and I'm here. I just want everyone to know that Woody Allen is innocent. He was protesting outside a random movie theater and just trying to spread the word he's a great artist, okay? And he doesn't care what people think about him, okay? But I want people to know that he could have never done those disgusting things that people say he did, even though he did marry technically his daughter. It wasn't his biological daughter, and also she can't speak English. So this...
I have a confession to make is... Not like that, but it... Well, I read that... somebody told me that Woody Allen would do a thing where he breathed on his daughter's pussy through her underwear.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Someone told you?
And you've been bringing that to the bedroom.
You read it, right?
Well, hold on. Yeah, I read that was a thing that he did.
Hey, Nick, real quick. Just a guy. Huh. By the way, dude.
Where did
you know
you
Woody Allen? He used to breathe through his daughter on his daughter's pussy.
Oh, shut up.
Anyway, here's your... you want to sign for this package or what?
Yeah. look, me and the UPS guys, we've had beef and then we got over it. Now we talk about a lot of things.
Yeah.
Anyways, I tried that breathing on a pussy through the underwear thing and it's actually pretty cool move. Yeah. But I have to know now that that's where it comes from. Mm-hmm. And you can't tell a woman that.
Yeah. Yeah, I picked this up already about
Woody Allen raping his daughter. But try it out. Don't repeat the Woody Allen thing. Yeah. Try it out.
Dude,
ma'am, forget that. Maybe drop a hint, you know, to a gentleman caller.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, just throw on Manhattan and let him put it two and two together. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I call this move Rhapsody in Blue. It's the opening song to the film Manhattan.
You think Ronan Farrow is actually Frank Sinatra's son?
Yeah, I think he's a hater. That's what I think.
Oh, yeah. That's your biggest issue with him?
Yeah, he's a player.
On Woody, just trying to get some pussy. That's your worldview on the... That's your
take? No, he broke Weinstein, dude. Nick has a new plan. You want to tell him about your plan?
What is my plan? I don't know.
You were going to fuck Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, no, I wasn't going to fuck him.
You say it'd be funny.
Would people be mad?
Yeah.
Would you get... Like, if I fucked that man at gunpoint... In the middle of the street. Not out of any sense of justice, but because that's what makes me come.
Yeah.
It just felt good to me to do it. And it's like, is it because he raped? And I'm like, oh, I didn't even know about that.
You're like,
and I just saw him and I wanted to fuck a big pig.
Oh, I thought the name was familiar.
Oh.
Yeah. No, this is just kind of my thing.
Yeah. There would be one person that's like, he did it to rape also. People would be like, shut up. Just let him have the moment, you know?
That's a good hypothetical. One thing I was wondering, hypothetically, was if you told...
This is so good with the Harvard shirt.
You told, yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on. This is good. This, you know, if you told the religious guy.
Yeah, let him, right. Let him finish.
From my understanding, this is what advanced philosophy is.
Yeah.
This is 200 level. Class.
Yeah.
If you hold the mic like this, too, you know? Yeah. if you told a religious guy that Jesus had a little dick, would he be mad? Would he be? Because then what are you saying?
This is, you can just say
hypothetical.
It's not a hypothetical.
That is not the meaning of a hypothetical.
Literally test that immediately. There's zero consequences.
Well, would he be mad?
Find the guy that's religious.
Okay, it's a thought experiment then. All right? It's not a hypothetical.
No, the hypothetical would be if Jesus had a small dick and you could prove it, then would it hurt people's faith or give them more faith?
Well, that's what I'm trying to know, because if you're mad, what are you saying? That little dicks are bad? But also, which is fucked up, but also, I don't care. I'm just saying in general it's bad. The way it's bad to be mean to anybody. I don't have a personal stake in that. I just mean in general it's bad. But
it would make sense if he just had like an awful tiny dick, and then he's just letting the Romans kill him, and he's like, yeah, it's because I'm God's son. That's why I'm allowing this to happen. It's not for any other reason.
That's true. He didn't put
up
much fight.
They're going to take off all his clothes. He's like, please, just let me keep the robe part on my cross. Let me keep the diaper. I'll wear a diaper. It's worse than nude. Just give me a diaper. Put the thorns on my head. I don't give a shit. Just let me keep the diaper on.
Yeah.
I think
it would be rude of him to have a big dick because he never fucked. You know what I mean? He's just hoarding all that extra cock meat and not going to use
it.
Yeah.
It's fucking rude. That's not very godly, if you ask me.
Well, I always wanted to do like a sequel or a director's cut to The Emperor's New Clothes, where at the end the emperor walks through the streets and he's just got this enormous cock. And all the peasants have to just go home sad.
What? He's got a big dick too.
Fuck this shit.
Yeah. That would suck, dude.
There'd be a better moral there, I think. Is that you can never have what you want in life.
That's right.
And people who are better than you are probably better than you for a reason.
Because they have a big ass dick.
You should never try to trick them into being nude.
Guess what, pal? A hard ass, big ass dick is coming your way. So don't even think twice about tricking people in power to be naked. Because they all have big
never
dicks.
Never speak truth to power. Mm-hmm.
That's the moral of that one.
What about the emperor?
You know, for kids, to teach kids about life. teach kids about how the world works.
Uh-huh. What about a movie about the emperor getting bottom surgery? It's called The Emperor's New Pussy.
Nice. That's good.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I like that.
Thanks.
Do we have
what happens in The Emperor's New Groove? I don't know that.
Oh, he's the...
They convince the emperor that he can rap.
No,
Two tricksters convince the emperor he can rap, and they write him a song that's got the N-word in it.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, you can say it. It'll be fine. The emperor's like, you sure? And they're like, yeah. And then they put on the concert, and he's murdered. The emperor's killed immediately.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's what that movie Bullworth was about, was Warren Beatty becoming
The final line in that movie is Halle Berry calling Warren Beatty the N-word.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, I do.
God, what an embarrassing movie for everybody. Bullworth, sir.
There was good music, though.
There was.
That old
Ghetto
Dirty
Superstar.
Bastard song. Yeah. Ghetto Superstar.
Featuring
rocks.
Maya.
Let's get Ghetto Superstar.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, that was a good one. I feel like there was titties in that video, too. Maya had she had a fro and her titties out. I think so, yeah. She's wearing a yellow bikini. Someone look this up. I remember
Bullworth came out the year that I went. My dad brought me and my cousin to Fire Island, which is... I don't know what the local equivalent
P-town.
Would be.
P-Town. I don't know how I knew that.
Yeah,
sorry. I don't know how I knew that. I just owe a little bit of money around town, if you know what I'm talking about.
You sitting on a scholarship right now, Adam.
That's
you know what I mean? In the words of Aries Spears, when I opened for him, he told the woman, every woman is sitting on a scholarship, meaning
her
if you want to go to college, sell your pussy for money.
Do you sit on your pussy? I don't know.
No, the pussy is a lot
the physics
lower than
of
the
where.
Penis.
I think depending on how you're positioned,
ladies.
It's possible.
Well, if you're sitting on a saddle, you're technically sitting on your pussy. If it's on a horse.
I think, well, my nuts are, I'm sitting on my nuts technically right now. And I would assume.
It's not physically possible.
I'm sitting, yeah, they're touching the chair is what I'm saying. The bottom of me is my nuts. Part of the bottom of me is my nuts is what I'm saying, Adam. Yeah. So I would have to assume that depending on how you're sitting,
mm-hmm.
you, at least part of your pussy is touching the chair.
Damn. Going to Harvard rules. I love being a Harvard student. Just these thought experiments we can engage in. Welcome to physics 999, whatever the biggest number is. That's more of a math thing. We mostly figure out bullshit here in Harvard physics.
How much of your nuts are you sitting on?
Now, if we got any bitches, where'd a pussy be at? Physically.
Physically.
Are you sitting on it? Are you riding high on your ass? Mm-hmm. Who knows?
Hell yeah, dude.
If your pussy leaves your asshole at 9 a.m.
Schrodinger's pussy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Sometimes I fuck it. In one reality, I have fucked it. And in another, I have not.
Okay, let's
You
say,
open the box to find out if I fucked your pussy or not. Yeah.
Let's say there's a pussy floating in orbit around Pluto. Now, my dick is big enough to reach all the way to Pluto and just wreck that pussy. Mm-hmm. If I think it does, it happen.
Damn, I want. So, let's be college professors,
I
man.
I would love to.
I would love to.
I would love to.
We should teach a seminar.
Didn't they let Bill Cosby be a professor at Temple?
Oh, many times over. Many times over.
I think all you have to do is rape 47 people. You have to break his record.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was another thing they said to us at the Harvard Lampoon. They're like, yeah, we had a picture of Cosby hanging up, and we had to take it down. I was like, oh, because he, you know, raped all those women? They're like, no, because it was kind of like a minstrel kind of looking look.
It was too racist.
It was too
racist. You understand how racist something has to be for the second most offensive part being Bill Cosby's rapes? Yeah. You understand how racist that is?
They did like a... like a red lip, like, yeah. I need some Wati Milliams.
It is really funny what Harvard students who live in a literal castle think racism. It's just the whitest people in the entire world that live in a medieval castle dedicated to pranks.
They were nice kids.
Oh, yeah,
nice
they
kids.
Were great.
They were really great.
Shout out.
And then we're probably going to work for them one day.
Probably.
So or not me, bro. I'm a fucking, yeah. I'll never work for no man.
My career ends as soon as this is over.
Yeah. I'm moving back to Baltimore, dude, starting a little surf and turf restaurant. You know what I mean? Thank you. Come one, come all to Stavi's by the bay. You know what I mean?
I got another 15 years of pretending Chris Hardwick's funny in private conversation. Trying to get on every shitty variety show that Viacom pumps out.
Yo, my man loves talking dead.
How about talking dick with Chris Hardwick?
I was gonna say talking head.
Talking head.
If they That's do talking good. Head, I'm back. I'm back in show business.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. Thank you. Thank you. I just briefly retired mentally. I was already done, but knowing that there is a future where I could host Talking Head, it's
talking,
keeping me in the game.
Talking Head with Chris Hardwick, and he just talks shit about that girl.
No.
She was really bad at sucking dick, and it's just on
That's why
every
we broke
night.
Up, stupid bitch, dude. Yeah, No.
What? Go for
you're
it.
You're bad at sucking dick also? Is that what you're going to say?
Is that what you're going to say?
Oh, I wasn't going to say.
Are you good at it or bad at it?
Well, you walked this guy, Adam. Good job.
Nice job, Adam.
Dude, get the fuck out of here, you proud boy.
Yeah.
Boo. And come back and pay $15 a month, dude. I see you. Piece of shit. My plan is actually, for my backup plan, is to go into the inner cities, become a kind of Michelle Pfeiffer, Dangerous Minds history teacher, change the kids' lives. But then, like, one
Edward
of them...
Edward James almost straight?
Yeah. Just one of them comes back into class, they're like, damn, Mr. Friedland, I was on Google the other day, I heard you're a fucking bug, dog. I heard you. Oh, God damn it.
Is that a movie about them finding out Michelle Pfeiffer used to do... like porn or something?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what it's about, dude.
I don't know.
That's what it's about.
That's She's how dangerous this... those minds are. Yeah. You know how to use Google.
She's a fucking slut, and she goes into the schools and teaches them with her pussy.
That I would learn very effectively, I think, for if I got pussy from some of my teachers. Damn, there's some hot teeth. There's some teeth I beat off to a bunch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Miss Warner, number one. She was number.
You mentioned her before.
Yeah, dude, you talk about her.
She had big ass titties, and she had red hair, kind of like a. And that I think gave me a thing. Mm-hmm. Like I beat off to women with red hair and big ass titties.
Gave you a thing.
Ever since that day, I've been into women with big ass titties. So. Wow. I think that's her. You know what I mean? That's her
doing.
That
is the thing about you, dude.
Yeah.
That's one of the things.
People know that about me.
I had a hot teacher named Miss Wagner, and one day she like got mad at us for being bad, and she's like, can you guys stop saying crackhead? I have multiple friends who are crackheads. And we're like,
really?
Damn.
You're like, damn, maybe we can fuck Miss Wagner.
She just lives in a motel.
I thought she was out of my league, but she's hanging out with crackheads?
She's friends with crackheads.
Hey, Miss Wagner, I got next month's rent up front. What do you want to do for it, baby girl?
She was slanging rock, dude.
Hell yeah. Good for her. Nick, did you ever want to
beat
off to a teacher?
Never had a hot teacher.
What?
There was Mr. Well, no. No, yeah, none I can think of. Really?
Really? That seemed like you wanted to say something there.
No, it's not that.
No? All right.
Nothing comes to mind.
Okay. All right, we'll drop it.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
Did you ever want to go? We got these Harvard shirts on. Did you guys ever want to go to any college at any point in your life? Opening
hypothetically
up the floor.
Speaking, have any of you ever had lunch?
No, that's not the same level
have
of
you
question.
Tried the have
tried
lunch
hamburger?
At any point in your life? Hey, let's just
you've see. Obviously all had lunch, okay?
Guys,
so that's dumb. Mm. But who knows what your desires collegially as a child might say about you, might reveal. Adam?
Yeah, I wanted to go to college when I was
Which college, man?
Harvard.
Damn, so this must be an important day for you.
Yeah.
You never saw yourself
They sent me a letter back.
Huh?
When I applied, they sent me a letter back.
You did apply for real?
Uh-huh. They said, we can't let you in because we have to let in all of these Chinese.
Damn.
And I said, that is fucked up to
Really? Verbatim?
Letter.
That's what it said?
And yeah, they didn't say Chinese people. They just said Chinese, period. And I thought that was even more
Adam's
messed
dad
up.
Didn't want to pay the fucking the fee to apply, so he
you know
just
what?
Took it out of the fucking
now
mail.
Now that I think about it, my dad wrote that letter.
Yeah. There's too many Chinese.
There's
sorry.
Too many goddamn Chinese.
Damn, sorry to hear that, man.
I wanted to go to Berkeley also.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Same thing, though, the Chinese.
Yeah. Whatever, man. You guys don't want to answer my good-ass questions? I don't give a fuck at all.
Mm-hmm. That is a good-ass question.
I have another one. I have a good song.
Moving on. Has anyone tried lunch?
Of course they have. Fine. You want more of the same? I'll give you more of the fucking same.
Uh-huh.
24 hours, nothing but gay sex.
Yeah.
It's a marathon, folks. It's Bruno Mars.
24 hours.
A 24-hour marathon.
Can you imagine the physical toll of 24 hours of gay sex?
Nothing
We're
but
not
gay
even
sex.
Sure if Bruno Mars is human.
The Olympic.
He could be from Mars. So he could probably endure a lot more than a regular anus person.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's fair to speculate about.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
We recently came across a man who loves having gay sex. I'm just trying to.
Oh, that, yeah, now we're now you're
I think
panicking.
So. I'm not panicking. We've done an hour.
So we met. Have we done an hour?
Yeah.
Oh, have we?
Well, I figured
I want to keep. I want to keep riffing with our boys.
We're having a good ass time.
I'm having a great time.
Where that tiki torch is at? Bring them out.
Yes. I'm not trying to stop.
Men's rights. Men's
rights. Now we get to the political section of the show. All right? The entertainment's over.
Yeah.
There's some
men's
there's
rights.
Some pamphlets.
Right number one, suck each other off.
Yeah.
That's our First Amendment. It's the freedom to do whatever you want with your mouth, be it speech or receiving. Mm.
Women owe us sex. It's number two.
Guys, cool.
It's the number two rule.
The right to bear arms, but it's you cut your sleeves off of your fishnet tank top. Yeah.
Who do you think's buffer, me?
What's
or
number
Nick?
Three? You have to keep British soldiers Thanks. In your ass.
Yeah.
Number four.
Yeah.
The right to a police officer can shove things in your ass. I think.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember.
These
what
are
is,
good. These are good.
What is four? Oh, search someone, and seizure.
Five isn't four
is,
the one
is
where
if you're
like,
in
oh,
court.
Self-incrimination.
Yeah. If,
okay.
If
so right.
Court.
Number five is the right to suck your own dick.
Yeah.
In a court of law.
In a court of law.
All right.
If the question.
How do you
two,
plead?
Just plead the fifth. Yeah.
And if you do that long enough, you just filibuster mm-hmm. until you're free. You know what yeah. I mean? You just have to suck your own dick for at yeah, least 24 yeah. hours.
Fill a buster.
Yeah.
God.
Yep. The traditional buster glass, if you fill it up with jizz, you're free. That's how it goes.
What the fuck? There's four more in the Bill of Rights, and then they got what?
One of them
17?
Is about some
more
kind of
that,
dispute
dog.
If it's over $20 or some
yeah,
shit.
Something
yeah,
like
dude,
that.
It's a fucking...
That okay. is a real one, bitch. Don't even try me right now. Look it up.
It's if you do this and it's under your waist, you can punch your friend and call him gay.
Half the amendments are just like, okay, well, we're going to stop being racist to black people, but for real this time.
Seriously,
this
guys.
Time, we mean it. I know last time it sounded like it, but this now...
We thought we really killed it when we got rid of slavery, but we just found out way more ways to be racist to black people. Oh, God.
What is six? Does anyone know the
Sixth
Amendment?
Six is interstate commerce?
No.
What do you think it is, beard? Fucking collar, beard? Fucking.
Get him. Go off. Get this motherfucker at him. He's got a collar and a beard.
You probably...
What else? He's drinking a beard. Call him gay for that.
Yeah. Dude, you fucking know all the amendments? What do you think? This is a Chapo fag house?
Yeah.
Come on, bro. No respect.
Body bag.
Yeah.
Put that motherfucker in a body bag, Adam.
Fatality. Yeah, that's right, dude. We're writing a book. Those socialists are making money from a book.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound very socialist to me.
That's right.
They're tweeting on their cell phones. Yeah. Where do you think you got that from? A Chinese child.
Go off! Go off!
Yeah, this is my new thing. I'm kind of a Dennis Miller style. Yeah, that's right, Chachi. When Hannibal was crossing the Alps, Chachi, it reminded me of Beyonce on the Black Lives Matters. I don't even know where I am right now.
Call that guy gay again. You're bombing. Call him gay.
That guy's gay.
Yeah!
There you go.
Yeah! Do it for everyone. He does a good dab.
Yeah.
Good job to this guy, the Dark Knight.
That's how
everyone,
we're going to win
the election.
Everyone,
if you talk to him afterwards, call him Bruce Wayne. You're goth?
Oh, yeah, you're calling back the thing from the earlier show.
Yeah,
you most
saw
of
the
people.
Stand-up show.
All right, relax. You have this man removed, please.
Out of here.
That's enough.
My mom
That's
gave
enough.
Me $20 for that show, man. Come on. My mom's here in the parking lot drinking in the 1996 Toyota Previa we came in. She's
can
drinking
some,
in there.
Can somebody come out and blow onto the thing so it'll start?
Blow onto his
so
pussy
annoying.
Three of the right. underpants. Blow onto his asshole through his
My mom's blowing a guy with less teeth than Stav in the parking lot.
Yeah. Remember that guy that wouldn't stop touching us yesterday at Cleveland?
Terrible. Yeah, disgusting. Disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He worked for a dumpster call center.
Yeah, he literally was
he
a sold dumpster
salesman. It's like, yeah, you got center. A fucking problem with your dumpster, dog?
Yeah.
I'm here, dude.
Why don't you get a new one, dude?
I was trying to save up
for a comedy show.
I was trying to shit, and he was at the urinal, and he kept going, "Do Dundalk voice," while I was shitting. Oh fuck! Now I do have to do it,
dude. He went up to Nick, and he was like, "Dude, Adam's such a fag, dude. He's so selfish. He's a bad friend."
He's like, "He looks like a fucking worm, doesn't he?"
And then he comes up to me. He's like, "Dude, fuck Nick, dude. He's such a cuck." He was like, "Try to start drama in the crew."
I can't believe it.
That drunk guy from Cleveland wearing fucking rainbow flip-flops? Yeah. Come on, dog.
I respect that.
Come on,
what
dog.
What if that's what ended the show? Is a rift created by a man
who's got a beer bottle opener in the bottom of his shoe. all of his clothes are from music festivals. They're just free.
Yeah.
Dude, trying to see fucking Phil Lesh and friends.
Uh-huh.
Who's that?
You guys jam? Yeah. You guys like jam? Dude, I love getting festy.
Yeah, if you want, we got Jack Johnson at the Crimson Castle later at Harvard.
Over at Harvard, dude, we rock out with JJ, Jack Johnson, and it's a whites only show too. Also,
yeah. By not coincidence,
not
by
that,
chance.
Yeah, not that, yeah.
It's not by law.
We're not prohibiting any people of color from coming, but who would want to
see
Jack
Johnson?
None
will be there. Yeah.
It'd be great when they remove affirmative action, and then Harvard is all Chinese people, and they still do the lampoon, and to see what kind of humor that is. Yeah, man get killed by train. So the train come by, kill him. It's like, I guess that's the whole article.
That's funny. That is funny.
Yeah, man. Woman gets stabbed dead.
Dude, it's gonna be sad when.
It's like, this isn't a magazine. It's just a bottle of Coca-Cola. It's like, wait. Oh, what? There's pee-pee in it.
When China like takes over, right? When they take over America, and then everyone has to go in front of a Chinese tribunal and tell them your worth, otherwise you have to go to the gulag. With the three of us would be like, we run a comedy podcast, and we think we could be great for the new China America. We do a lot of good bits with the Chinese accent.
We're set up. We're ready to go.
We set up. We're
fluent in going.
Nick, do it. Nick, do the.
Do which?
Do you speak fluent Mandarin Chinese to them?
It's mostly whatever. When you, if you still have broadcast television, you go past channel 4. It's just like 35 different Chinese news stations, and they're always reporting on some sort of horrific earthquake. Like 5 million people died yesterday in Guangzhou province. The president said, good job to the souls that passed. Good luck to you in Chinese heaven. Which is Japan.
Chinese heaven. I was thinking it'd be funny to do a GoFundMe for the people that work in the Foxconn iPhone cell phone factory to get them all tickets to see Crazy Rich Asians.
That would be nice, man. Representation.
It's representation.
Matters.
Yeah. They see the Asian people on a movie. They're going to feel a lot better about
working 19-hour days.
Yeah.
You got it, man. It's a good bit. Just finish it, dude.
Yeah.
I was done. The bit was over.
We're giving him water as he crosses the finish line.
I'm like that guy that shit his pants at the end of that triathlon.
I would love to do like a BDSM marathon, like a 5K, where you get to the last half of the race and people are just pissing on you.
Little cups running of piss.
Yeah, just throwing piss in my face. They're like, what is this charity? It's like, it's just for him. He does. He's like a weird millionaire. He just does this.
He's at the finish line. It's just nuts, and everyone has to step on them.
I keep getting sued by Toyota dealerships because they refuse to sponsor it, but I use their name anyways.
Yeah. That'd be a nice way to die.
Nuts trampled.
Uh-huh. Just pissed on to death.
Nice.
Private marathon.
I'm with it, dude. Whatever makes you happy, brother. I'm here for it.
Thanks, man.
I would like... how would I like to die?
I'd like to die politically. To have a real political death.
What's the cause?
Killing Donald Trump.
Take that. God, I hope Adam gets arrested.
Purposefully contract HIV. Then seduce the president.
Yep. This is what's going to take, all right? Okay? I'm going to need a guy with an eye patch, okay? I'm going to need an evening gown, okay?
You probably could just go on Twitter and say, I bet Donald Trump could never fuck me. No. And then
Get it retweeted into his timeline.
Donald Trump's going to arrive in the casino wearing a white tuxedo. I'm going to be next to the man with the eye patch, like a business, like an old businessman, stroking his shoulder, being like, good play, good play. But then I'll be shooting looks at Donald across the table, and then I'll have sex with the president.
And then he'll just wreck your ass.
Then I'll have sex with it.
Are you going to fuck him? He's going to fuck you, right?
I love the idea of someone like you making a pee tape with Donald, letting Donald Trump piss in your own mouth and be like, look, Rachel Maddow, I got it. I got the tape. Rachel. We have it. A man that looks just like me has produced a tape of Donald Trump pissing in his mouth.
Dude, if Rachel Maddow and I ever met, we would just start sucking each other's dicks immediately.
Just 69ing. You think you're her type?
Yeah, dude, it's like jacking off if it's someone that looks exactly like you, right?
Yeah.
You jack yourself off.
It's like breeding dogs.
Yeah.
You know? And your friend's got a pit bull and you want to make some money.
Yeah, you fuck the pit bull.
You fuck his pit bull.
You fuck your friend's dick.
And then you give your friend a couple bucks. Everyone's happy. Yeah, it's like breeding dogs.
Yeah, just eating the pit bull's pussy. I guess all dogs do go to heaven. Dogs just scared.
Harvard, dude. Yeah, that's Harvard.
That's the kind of shit you'll find in the upcoming Lampoon, which we're guest writing, by the way.
Yeah,
they told you that. Or they told us that.
Yep.
But why not? Fuck it.
So far, we got 40 pages of "He die on train," and that's basically it. But honestly, yeah. I feel good.
I mean,
about
that
it.
Would be pretty.
You got to see
funny,
the illustrations, and they are pretty racist. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
we got that guy. What's Ben Garrison doing them? You guys that guy rocks.
Shouts out to that guy drawing Trump sexy every time.
Yeah, Trump with abs and shit, and it's like liberal tears. And he's like using them to lubricate his penis before he has sex with this Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I'm not a cartoonist. I don't know. So we met this guy in the bathroom. I think if you know anything about Boston,
we tried closing the show last night,
but they had no idea who this guy was. But this guy's a Boston comedy guy.
No, we're not going to set it up like that. I think
that's a dumb way to set it up.
Well, it's stupid. Okay. Do you guys know who Joe List is?
Yeah. Joe,
we're trying to figure out a Joe List. But it's Joe List, but it's Joe List cruising for gay sex.
Yeah.
Which, if you know Joe List, is funny. Like, yeah, you ever hang out in this bathroom much? Yes. Yeah, recently I've been getting into going into bathrooms to meet other guys. And it's great. It feels great. My favorite part about the bathroom, probably the handicapped stall, or as I like to call it, the master bedroom. It's great. You ever go in there? There's so much space. I really stretch out. I feel like the King of France in here. I feel like that Dominic Strauss-Kahn guy.
Part of it is that he does references to Dominic Strauss-Kahn for whatever.
Who's the guy? That guy. Who's the head of the IMF who raped a maid in his hotel 14 years
Anyways,
ago.
I'm really in the bathrooms and Dominic Strauss-Kahn. I'm feeling, yeah, you ever... You ever get the shit beat out of you by bikers for coming too early? But then the savage beating, it just makes you come even harder. It's like, joke's on you, jackass. It feels great. And then Norman's there, and he's like, Joe, stop. Joe, stop getting raped by all these guys. You know, they put you up to it, the Jews. Kidding.
That's Mark Norman, but his regular Mark Norman.
Yeah, he's not gay or anything.
Begging Joe to stop.
But yeah. Cruising Joe's very
Cruising
gay.
Joe. Mm-hmm. Oh, and then we were also laughing.
We're just telling you what we've been laughing at. You guys won't even get.
They had weed cookie dough at the show. So
in Cleveland.
For like 24 hours, it was like, this is going to work so well.
Yeah. I've been high for just 48 hours.
List in the bathroom, you know, meeting fellas. Just having a good time in there. With the Pearl Jam show, you know, whatever.
Having gay sex.
But we were laughing about the A-team. But
oh, yeah.
But yeah, anyways, you know where it's going if it's the A-team.
Yeah, the A-team. Like.
Yeah, right. So that part's been done, but then they just drive that van around picking up homeless veterans, and then they sexually assault them. It's like, come on, get in, man. We're going to take you to the VA. We're going to get you the help you need, brother.
It's over.
Yeah.
The nightmare's over. We're going to...
But that was just that van barreling through a
van. Recklessly driving the van.
The main guy is just like, I love it when a plan comes together. And he's just a cigar, just raping veterans. The gay team is brought to you by the Ward Warrior Project. We didn't know what it was when we sponsored it. That would be a pretty good show. I'd watch it.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Ted Reiner, Joe Liz.
Yeah, recently I saw the show to Viacom. It's about a group of Army Special Forces guys that go... They go around in a van, you know, fucking veterans, you know.
I wanted to be in the bathroom, but they wanted to be a van.
I wish people enjoyed Cruising Joe.
We love it. We've literally been doing it for 24 hours.
It's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
It's so funny.
Because if you really knew Joe, it's just,
if you guys knew this guy, it'd be really funny.
Literally the only thing he gets emotional about is Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
That's it.
Just
be like,
flatly.
I got my heart broken in the bathroom the other night.
We did an impressions contest on the podcast of two people no one knows. This is for us, guys. That's the point. It's not for
you. Love Cruising Joe, man. That's the funniest shit we've ever done.
Okay, I guess we're just going to keep doing it then. I don't.
Okay, where do we go from here? Big finale, guys.
Big finale.
So
we're kind of hoping Cruising Joe would kind of take us out for like a half hour.
He's from Boston, so we thought it'd be
bigger. I'm from here. You know, they made me leave. for obvious reasons. You know, there's only so many bathrooms in Boston you can get kicked out of. So down there in New York, there's no bathrooms in New York. You just got to suck cock outside, I guess. Must be where all those homeless people came from. Maybe the A-team could come through and pick up them and clean up these streets or something.
Oh, my God.
All right. So what
you
about...
You guys like the podcast?
What about college? What you guys...
Stop!
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where's Ralph?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean...
Damn.
I guess I got to do Ralph now.
Yeah.
Jeez. Well, let me go get it.
Personally, I'm offended. I'm offended that Cruising Joe isn't as popular as Ralph.
Yo, shut the fuck up, yo. Yo, look at this. Yo, where are you from? Yo, you went to Harford County Community College, man?
I'm from the bathroom. I've explained that numerous times.
Yo,
bathroom,
I'm not
that's
with,
real
yo, miss me with that gay shit, yo. Do not be with me. I'm not with that shit, yo. Yo, one time my uncle tried to fucking suck my dick, yo. And I straight knocked his ass out.
That's horrible. Sounds like a great uncle.
Yeah.
I wish I had an uncle like that.
Nah, yo, fuck him. I knocked his ass out. I took $20 out of his wallet. I flushed all his diabetes medication down. Let's see how fucking much you'd be trying to molest motherfuckers.
You're getting railed out by a guy in the bathroom and all your HIV medicine falls into the toilet.
Yeah, what I tell you about saying gay shit, yo? Do not be talking about that kind of stuff around me, yo.
Yeah, I'm just running this bit for Conan later. About my HIV medicine falling into the toilet.
It's a real thing. People deal with it.
Yo, that should not... if I was in charge of shit, first thing we do, take care of all that. No more AIDS medicine, yo. God is this for a reason that disease happened. You know what I mean? We're going to cleanse the earth.
Rob.
What, yo? I'm saying whatever. Everybody's thinking that shit, and I just said it, yo. It's not my fault.
Yeah, I'm not much of a Christian myself. I went to church once, tried the confession thing. Couldn't figure out where the priest's cock comes through the hole. It's in there somewhere, but it's too dark. You can't find the hole. Sometimes his cock's too big to fit through it. In the bathroom, you just go under the stall. You suck him down on the floor.
Nah, man. Nah, fuck that, yo. Priest is only supposed to fuck little boys, yo. That's the shit. God was like, y'all get this one, and it's cool, but no other kind of fucking. Everybody knows that shit.
Damn.
It's
all
disgusting.
These guys, we're in Boston, dude. All these.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Y'all probably got molested
probably,
as well. Yeah. Yo, my fault. Yo, my bad.
Probably all got molested.
Hey, I can attest to that. How do you think I ended up like this? How do you think I became Cruising Joe?
Yo, my fault for whatever Father Francis did to that little ass, yo. I mean to fucking bring up them traumatic ass memories, yo. Yeah, so anybody here want to get chlamydia later? Or anybody want to get Hep C? Yo, I got that shit. I heard Pamela Anderson had that shit. I was like, I need that shit too. You know what I mean? That's my kind of disease, yo. Mm-hmm. Whatever make my dick like her pussy, I'm in, yo. Y'all seen that tape? Tommy Lee?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
That's like my Titanic.
Oh, Tommy Lee using his dick to blow a boat horn? That's your Titanic?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I meant.
Okay. Well, respect, brother. Now we're finally finding some common ground.
Yeah, I like to put that movie on. I get a little easel out, and I draw Tommy Lee's dick. I shove a pencil into my own cock, and then I draw his... Draw his dick using my dick.
Damn. Had to start with that weird shit again, yo. Yo, take this motherfucker from around me, yo. I'm about to start swinging on him, dude. I still haven't gotten my beat up a gay guy badge for Dundalk Boy Scouts. And it's feeling like it's about to be tonight, yo.
Ralph.
And I ain't talking about Cruising Joe neither, yo. It's about to be your ass, Adam.
Yeah.
Why me?
Because you're actually somehow gayer than this character whose entire identity is being a gay version of a man we know. So I don't know how you did it, bro, but you're offending my homophobia more than this guy talking about sucking off dudes in the bathroom.
Yeah, I'm just a vague approximation of a guy we've interacted with maybe 19 times total. But if he were a homosexual cruising for sex.
Yeah. Yeah, yo. So
I'm actually not Adam.
Oh, yeah, who are you? Go ahead, man. Do whoever you are and then we're going to fucking go.
Yeah, let's see what character you pull out of your ass.
This character is, it's, his name is Borat Sagniev. He's a television host from Kazakhstan.
Okay, let's hear him. Go ahead.
Well, I just told everyone what the character was.
Yeah, Nick described his character. He's been doing it for about 20 minutes now. Okay. You think you got 20 minutes of Borat in you, man? Maybe he can interact with the other characters, too? You think you got that ability to do that right now?
I mean, Borat's already pretty fleshed out.
Yeah.
I'm literally just a man that fucks people in bathrooms.
What do you mean?
I find different ways to work in the bathroom fucking thing.
Mm-hmm. I guess Borat would say something a little like this. My wife.
All right.
There it is.
All right, thank you guys.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming out. That's the show, guys. We'll be hanging out. Thank you guys so much.